Book of Negroes is a best-selling novel written by Lawrence Hill. It's about a freeborn 11-year-old Muslim girl, Aminata Diallo, who was kidnapped in her village of Bayo by slaveholders, and she was sent to work as a slave in Robinson's Appleby's Indigo Plantation in South Carolina. My thesis for this CCT portfolio is, when analyzing the novel The Book of Negroes from an archetypal perspective, it is evident that Lawrence Hill symbolizes a change in Aminata's life by wiping away all her old family and showing Georgia as a new beginning. At the beginning of the novel, it's shown that Aminata had a very, very strong connection with her parents. They loved her and they protected her with all they could and with all they had. When Aminata was sent away, she was left very unprotected as she was only 11 years old. She was in a brand new atmosphere with brand new people she'd never seen before in her life. Duties were done differently and people were treated differently, very differently. She was raped multiple times by Appleby, and he stole and sold her first child away from her that she had with Chikora. But no matter what the situation was, Georgia was always there at the end of the dark tunnel to support and love Aminata with open arms. Keep in mind that all this has happened to her, only being 11 years old with no mother figure to guide her in life. After leaving her home, Aminata really needed a mother figure in her life to help her and to give her advice, as anyone does. Georgia was there to teach her life lessons, protect her, and to care for her. She represented a new beginning in Aminata's life, and she was a symbol of hope and love and a new mother. Georgia did just as she thought she should do. She saw a little girl coming from a far, loving place to a terrifying place with no family, and she opened her heart to her. Georgia listened to her heart and her strong values and morals and did the right thing for Aminata. Aminata's life would be very, very different if Georgia was not there to do all that she has done for her. From an archetypal perspective, Georgia is unquestionably the great mother. Aminata says, "After Georgia healed me, two things helped me avoid more troubles with Appleby. I never left Georgia's side when the master was around." Hill 163. This proves that Georgia acted just as a mother would in her situation. She's done so much for Aminata with her being only 11 years old. She's even helped her give birth to a baby. Lauren shows that Aminata's biological mother has been wiped away from her life, and Georgia is a representation of her new mother and a new beginning. Georgia was the beginning of the new life, just to differentiate to the readers the separation of Aminata's old life and her new life. According to Wild Gratitude, the mother archetype is the protector and nurturer of the life force of the cosmos. She has the capacity for the immense expression of unconditional love, devotion, and caring. Her mother instinct causes her to naturally put her children first. Off of this passage from Wild Gratitude, I would most definitely now put Georgia in the mother archetype, just because she does everything that I just said and way more to ensure Aminata has the best life she can and the most safe life she can in the plantation, even though it's definitely not as safe and loving as her home in Bayo. She wants to make it just as homey and as best as she can for Aminata to live in. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into The Book of Negroes, A New Beginning. Stay tuned for the next episode and any future series to come along. This has been Malika Artist, The Book of Negroes, 2019. I would also like to thank Wild Gratitude, Lawrence Hill's The Book of Negroes, and Anchor's free audio and transitions for helping and contributing to this podcast and making it happen. Thank you.